Joe Biden's deputies celebrate illegal migrants at the White House on the 4th. By Neil Monroe on July 3, 2021. President Joe Biden's deputies have invited representatives of illegal migrants to the Independence Day celebration at the White House, marking another effort to blur critical distinctions between Americans and foreigners. The administration is portraying millions of illegal migrants as worthy essential workers because they have taken jobs in critical economic sectors. But more than 50 million Americans work in those sectors and are not getting invites to view the July 4th fireworks from the White House grounds. This 4th of July, immigrant essential workers from at CASA, at UF Foundation, and at UF Updates are headed to the White House to celebrate and watch the fireworks, said a tweet from CASA, a Maryland-based advocacy group for illegal migrants. The UFW is the United Farm Workers Union, which was created in 1967 by Arizona-born Navy veteran Cesar Chavez to help block the hiring of illegal migrants by farm companies. However, the UFW is now pushing to amnesty many of the stoop labor illegal migrants hired by farm companies. The precise legal status of the migrants is vague because amnesty groups and their media allies routinely portray illegal aliens as immigrants, as if they are legal immigrants. But the group includes at least one illegal migrant with a DACA work permit and two migrants with temporary protected status, which are commonly awarded to illegal aliens. Some members of the group have one legal status, including citizenship, and others are the American children of illegal migrants. There is no evidence that any member of the group is deportable for lacking legal status to stay in the United States. All the migrants work, mostly in arduous and skilled manual labor jobs that would otherwise be held by decently paid Americans armed with labor-saving machines, such as apple pickers, chicken farms, grape pickers, and robotic cleaners. The CASA tweet was retweeted by Ali Da Garcia, a former top advocate for Mark Zuckerberg's FWD.us investors group. She is now working at the White House to promote amnesty legislation, including an amnesty for several million essential workers. The investors group supports several proposed amnesties because each amnesty would bring in more foreign consumers, renters, and workers into the U.S. economy. The investors work closely with the farm worker group and the CASA group. Biden has largely, but erratically, embraced the investors' demands for more consumers, renters, and workers. In a July 2 speech at the White House, he declared, "We can work together on other critical issues as well. A pathway to citizenship for dreamers, the young people who have only known America as their home. A pathway for immigrants who are here on temporary protective status, TPS, who came from countries beset by man-made and natural-made violence and disaster. And a pathway for farm workers who are here putting food on our tables but are not citizens. Folks, in the competition for the 21st century, we need an immigration system that both reflects our values and upholds our laws. We can do both." Independence Day is held to celebrate the July 4, 1776 approval of the Declaration of Independence from England's monarchy at the Second Continental Congress meeting in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The declaration said, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed." Many polls show that the public's quiet opposition to labor migration emerges whenever people are asked about the scale and economics of migration, such as the impact on housing prices in Los Angeles. A wide variety of pollsters have shown deep and broad opposition to labor migration and the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. This opposition is multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, and recognizes the solidarity Americans owe to each other. Migration moves wealth from employees to employers, from families to investors, from young to old, from children to their parents, from homebuyers to investors, from technology to stoop labor, from red states to blue states, and from the central states to the coastal states such as New York.